Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. So glad to have you with us as we continue our study on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I am so glad because one of my favorite things to do is gather around with you during this time as we study just a small portion of God's Word together. Our overall theme we're currently going through, and we have been for about a month now, I guess it would be, but I feel it's been a worthy study, is we are looking at the Word. And I don't mean just the Word of God, but I mean specifically how Jesus is introduced by John at the beginning of his gospel account, John chapter 1. Verses 1 through 5, and we've seen how the Word was in the beginning, we've seen how the Word is God, we've seen how the Word is the Messiah and the Son of God, and now this time we're going to study the seven I Am statements, or how the Word is I Am. Now, defining words can be difficult. In fact, we've looked at this numerous times during this study already. Imagine trying to explain something to someone who does not know English. Try explaining an elephant to someone who cannot see. In fact, there's an old Hindu fable called The Blind Man and the Elephant. I'd like to share it with you for just a second. It was six men of Indostan, to learning much inclined, who went to see the elephant, though all of them were blind, that each by observation might satisfy his mind. The first approached the elephant and happened to fall against his broad and sturdy side and began at once to bawl, "God bless me, but the elephant is very like a wall." The second, feeling of the tusk, cried, "Ho, what have we here? So round and smooth and sharp, to me 'tis mighty clear, the wonder of an elephant is very like a spear." The third approached the animal, and happening to take the squirming trunk within his hands, thus boldly up and spake, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a snake." The fourth reached out an eager hand, and fell about the knee, "What most this wondrous beast is like is mighty plain," quoth he, "'tis clear enough the elephant is very like a tree." The fifth, who chanced to touch the ear, said, "E'en the blindest man can tell what this resembles most. Deny the fact who can. The marvel of an elephant is very like a fan." The sixth no sooner had begun about the beast to grope than seizing on the swinging tail that fell within his scope, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a rope." And so these men of Indostan disputed loud and long, each in his old opinion, exceeding stiff and strong, though each was partly in the right, all were in the wrong. The moral is, so oft in theologic wars, the disputants, I ween, rail on in utter ignorance of what each other mean, and prayed about an elephant not one of them has seen. That came from John Godfrey Sachs. He was born 1816, passed 1887. Why are we looking at that? All those men, they used words, and they were all right to a degree, but they were all wrong as well. Friends, words are important, and how we use words are important. Sometimes it can be difficult. I want us to study a few things that some people have a little bit of difficulty with. And it's going to take us a little while to go through here, but that's fine. This is a worthy study. We're going to see the seven times Jesus Christ says, "I am." Now, before we even do that, we have to go back to Exodus chapter 3, chapter 4. I'm just going to paraphrase this. But God has called Moses, and he's in a burning bush. And this bush continues to burn, and Moses is about 80 years old. He's two-thirds of the way through his life. God calls him for his major work, and this bush continues to burn. There is no end in sight of the burning of this bush. And Moses says, "Well, okay, God, you want me to go deliver your people? Who shall I say sent you? What's your authority?" And God said, "Tell them, I am that I am, the great I am sent you." Now, God could say that because he is the great I am. And we see Jesus has all authority to say these I am statements because he is God. We've already discussed that in our previous lessons. Let's look at the seven I am statements of Jesus the Christ. And the first one comes in John chapter 6. Please take your Bible, join with me there, John chapter 6. Verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So the first I am statement, as we go numerically through the Bible, Jesus Christ says, I am the bread of life. Now this comes right after he's just fed the 5,000 men. In fact, this is the only miracle that all four gospel accounts record, and it's significant to Christ and his ministry. Notice what he says to follow this up. Verse 48, he says, I am again. He says, I am that bread of life. Friends, daily bread is essential to life. What does Christ pray in the model prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13? Give us this day our what? Our daily bread. In fact, bread is used numerous times in Scripture. Jesus wants to be your daily thing today. He doesn't want you to be a weekly, monthly, or twice a year thing. Friends, Jesus wants to be your daily thing. He wants to be the thing that you need and the thing that you crave every day. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4, the second beatitude, blessed is he which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. Our first I am statement, I am the bread of life. We need to pause here. Stick with us on the other side of this break. We'll look at our second I am statement on reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. Thank you so much for sticking around to the other side of the break. I do hope that you will continue to study with us as we are going to continue studying now. I am. Number two, I am the light of the world. And Jesus Christ says this in John chapter 8 and verse 12, also chapter 9 and verse 5. We'll look in John chapter 8 first. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Also chapter 9, verse 5, as long as I am in the world, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Friends, one light in a room full of darkness, you better believe how much of a difference that can make. Now, we often define darkness simply as being the absence of light. Friends, light is always a good thing. Not many good things happen in the dark. You think about it. You turn on the news, you read the paper, you listen to the radio news, and when do most homes get broken into? At night. When do a lot of murders happen on the streets at night? The nighttime, it just seems like when it happens. Friends, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Also go with me to John chapter 12 momentarily as we break our numeric progression. Jesus says, I am come a light to the world. Whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Friends, light and darkness simply cannot coexist. In fact, the whole idea of these coexist, these bumper stickers, is absurd. In fact, there's a Greek word for that. You ready for it? Baloney. You don't coexist. You don't say, well, I appreciate your belief, but I'm going to hold on to mine, but I'm not going to hurt your feelings. Friends, there's only one way that's right, and every other way is wrong. Friends, Jesus Christ says, I am the light that comes to the world. I'm going to shine my light into the darkness. Truly, Jesus is the light. That is our second I am statement. Let's continue our study of the I am statements of Jesus the Christ. Number three is the one we're ready for. If you're keeping notes at home, I appreciate you doing such. I am the gate. Jesus Christ says this in I am the door. Gate is the New American Standard Translation, but I am the door. John chapter 10, verse 7, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Now this is the passage, and we're going to get to the main one of the other I am statements here in just a second, but Christ is talking about being the good shepherd. Friends, there's only one gate into the fold, not many gates. It's the same with entrances into heaven, friends. There's only one way to heaven. Number three, Jesus says, I am the door. Number four is closely likened unto it. I am the good shepherd. Picking up John chapter 10, verse 11 through verse 14. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth the life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep they are not, when he sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catcheth him and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Friends, some people, they watch sheep, they do not care. When trouble arises, they flee. What about you? Friends, the shepherd has a great responsibility with his sheep. They know his voice. Do you know the voice of Jesus the Christ? You know, these sheep and shepherd, they have such a good relationship. They'll do, the sheep will, whatever the shepherd commands. Do you have the same kind of relationship with Jesus the Christ? You know, some people have what you may call a rented faith, similar to that of a rental car. It, you know, you can rent a Lamborghini. It's going to cost you a lot, but you can rent it. Then you can post a picture online and say, look at me, I'm a Lamborghini owner. And then you're lying because you've just rented it. Friends, do you have a rented faith? Are you trying to pass off, borrow somebody else's faith? You can't do that. It has to be your own. It has to be genuine. Friends, go back to John chapter 10 and the first five verses. Verily, verily, Jesus says, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door of the shepherd of the sheep, he is the shepherd of the sheep, to him the porter openeth, and his sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow his voice, for they know they are his. And a stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the stranger. Friends, we don't find thieves cool. Satan's never going to walk in the front door and say, hello, I am Satan. I am here to deceive you and make you fall away from God. He always comes as a sheep in wolf's clothing. He always changes one word, tries to change the will and the word of God. Friends, Jesus is willing to combat Satan, and sadly, sometimes we won't let him, but he is the good shepherd. He's willing to fight for his sheep, and we are his sheep. Number four, I am statement, I am the good shepherd. Number five, we find in the 11th chapter of John, this is the story of the resurrection of Lazarus. Watch what Jesus Christ says in John 11 and verse 25. Jesus says unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Number five, I am statement, Jesus, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Friends, Jesus is showing that death is really no big deal. We make it a big deal, but it's not really one. It is our hopeful going home. Friends, Christians, when they've stepped into eternity, when they die, they've stepped into eternity. They've been faithful unto death, and our physical bodies will fail, friends, but our soul will not. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. He says, and I am the life. Now, only Jesus the Christ could say that. That's the I am statement number five. Let's review the ones we have, and then we'll pause and join, pick up our study with the last two next week. Number five, I am the resurrection and the life. Number four, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Number three, he says, I am the door. Number two, he says, I am the light of the world. And number one, he says, I am the bread of life. Only Jesus Christ could say these things, make these claims. When we reconvene in our next lesson, which I do hope you'll join, same time, same place, we will continue with our next two, final two, I should say, I am statements, and then we will start to wrap up our study on the Word. Until then, I want to leave you with the words from Numbers chapter 6. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you so much for listening. And honestly, I pray that you have a good day. Thank you for listening to Reading the Word.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.